in the house, not out of house, not any month,
not any year,
leap year that was, in the evening, and he not hither here, not weapon, and in the on the door, and he sat there and picked up in his lap, and at once, and took his all nadi bhuri,
intestine,
and become reddish and very fearful. Fire began to come from his hair, here and there. All demigods and all began to run quickly here. Brahma and Shankar and Devi, Lakshmi Devi also were here. But Prahlad Maharaj had no fear. All requested Prahlad Maharaj. At once he should go and pacify him. Otherwise he'll destroy whole world. He at once leave, playing like boys and very sweetly, and he came and jumped in his lap. And in spite of being so angry, he began to weep. Nisingadev, I have made so much delay. You will have to suffer so much. Your father has given so much problem for you. So I want that I should give any benediction. He told that I am not a son of businessmen, that taking and giving always. I have not served you for this thing. Then he told again, then he told that, oh mother, my father should be liberated. Oh, Krishna told, Nisimudar, oh, he has been already done. Those who are very, like Kanishka Vaishnava, following very strictly the principles, and chanting something, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, they will be liberated to seven generations. Any related father, mother. And those who are Madhyama Adhikari, their father, mother for?
14.
And those who are Uttam, their father, mother,
21
generation, they will be quickly liberated. So Prahlad Maharaj told that I want to take all the offenses, all the suffering that they have done. All the living entity, I will take all their things, and they should be liberated, and I will be in this world always suffering. Then he told that you will have not to suffer. Those who will chant, remember Krishna and hearing the pastimes of this, they will be liberated. So you should have a strong faith in this. Now you should come in 10th. Nibhistatarsai rupagiyamanat bhausadhasrotri manobhiramat kahuttam sloka gunanubadat virajyet bina pasubhnat. Parikshit Maharaj, hearing about five days, he has already. He has never wanted, he was never wanting a glass of water. No sleep, nothing. Always hearing and hearing. All were like this. Always hearing. Sukhdev Goswami told, do you want to take water? I don't require. Sukhdev Goswami. If you want water, anything, fruits, anything, milk? No, I don't want. I am drinking your nectar of Harikatha. I don't have time. I don't want to waste a minute time. Especially, nivritta tarasai upagiyamana, if any realized soul is there, he's detached from worldly all kinds of desires and visha means
enjoyment.
And totally absorbed in Hari Krishna, always chanting, remembering. And he has some realization. And he can remove all kinds of doubt. he is like a very good vaidya, medical, or a doctor. His medicine is abhyartha. Abhyartha? Never become
infallible.
So, we should hear katha from him. This is the medicine for worldly person. Being always happiness. Those who are not hearing all these sweet pastimes of Krishna, they will lose so much. They are like a hunter, hunting himself, killing himself and others also. Those who are taking the place and acts anyhow. If they are not killing, but taking from the market, they are also killers. Those who are making sets and all these things for that, killing animals and doing all nonsenses, they are also hunters. Those who are not hearing, they are more hunters. They are killing themselves and others also. So anyone who wants to enjoy this world, those who are visayis, those who are nivritta tarasayi, they have no desire to test this world, those who are bhakta, all should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a medicine.
Medicine.
That means abhyartha.
Infallible.
So we should hear. Then he told, I want to know now. You have told so many things. So I want to ask you. Baldev was Sankarsan, and he came in the womb of Rohini, his son. How he became the son of Devaki? How he became? He outwardly he never came in the womb of Devaki, but he is told at Samjukaranti. He never came in the womb of Devaki. So how outwardly we know that he is there on his Nandan? But why we call? And why Krishna giving of his father and father home at Mathura? He went to Braja. And what activities he done? What pastimes he did there? And again, why he came to Mathura? And Mathura, how many years he was there? And what he did there? And after that, why he went to Dwarka? And he married so many. How many wives he married there? And how he was doing there? And anything else he has played and done pastimes, I request you to explain here. Then Sukadeva Goswami hearing became so happy. And he told to Parikshit Maharaj that Vasudeva katha prasna purushan strin punatihi bhaktaram prichakam shrotram tatpadasalam yatha. These pastimes of Krishna are so strong medicine for this world that they cure three things. Those who asking question for hearing Harikatha pastimes of Krishna, that you are asking. And Bhaktaram, who is answering, who is telling, speaking the pastimes of Krishna. And thirdly, who is
listening.
All. So it makes pure to three, like Ganges water coming from the feet of Vamandev by Bhagirathi for his brothers or ancestors, who are killed, ancestors. So he was brought by Bhagirathi. So Bhagirathi was cured. And Shankar was purified. He took Ganges on his head. And then it quickly went to Sagar, to ocean, and where all 60,000 of his ancestors were killed there. And it was touched to current water of Ganges. At once they went to Vaikuntha. So this katha is like pastimes like that. If anyone is so weak, he cannot give up their bad habits. They want to test world. But anyhow, they will hear all these pastimes very strongly. Then they will be purified certainly. And a Krishna prem will come very quickly in their hearts. Because he has promised in first canto, those will hear the pastimes of Krishna made by or manifested by Vyasadeva. At once, if anyone have so much honor to hear, at once quickly Krishna will come and be controlled in their hearts. Then Parikshit Maharaj, hearing this, Sukadeva Goswami became so happy and began to answer them. He told that, I want to begin from here, that why Krishna descended to this world and Baladeva Prabhu? This question he answered. Why Krishna came? Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya to duskitam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge. Krishna has promised to whom? To Arjuna. To son, less and less years before, he has promised that in all yugas, every yuga, in Brahma days, there are so many manvantars, 14 manvantars. And in one manvantar, there are 71 yugas. So all in manvantar one time, and in all yugas, in ekhattar, 71 times I come to this world, in Brahma one day, to establish yuga dharma, to protect sadhus, devotees, and to demon, control demon, and to, for by doing this, establish dharma. What dharma? Varnasram dharma. What dharma? Moreover, sanatan dharma. What is sanatan dharma? That I am not this body. I am soul, part and parcel of Supreme Godhead. I am eternal servant. All are eternal servants of Krishna. Now we have forgot this thing. So in Gita he has told, Vansasi jirnani yatha vihaya navani grihananti naropara tatha sarirani jinyani ya nani sanjami namina dehi nainam chidanti nainam Hati pavaka nai chanyak na sosyati ma. Like this. That we are part and parcels of Himself, Godhead. And we are eternal servants. Not only human body. Not only one of India. Whole world. Not one world. Lakhs and lakhs. We cannot count. Everywhere. Creepers, trees, animals, ants, insects, all are part and parcels of Godhead. We have forgotten anyhow. So for these to establish this truth, transcendental truth, what has been told in Gita? What had been told in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th and 12th canto? Uddhava Sandesh. In Vedas, Upanishads, in Gita, Gita Upanishad. So establish this yuga dharma. Especially in Brahma one day, in one yuga, there are four yugas, Sapta, Treta, Dwapar and Kali. In all yugas, there are special Yuga Dharma. In Satya Yuga, meditating, not taking anything. Anyone sitting like this, like Valmiki, more than that, 80,000 years sitting like this. Not taking water, air, dhruv, only 6 months, in 6 months, only 4 months not took water and air. And he, Valmiki, for more than 80 years never took air, no water, nothing. And his body became like soil. Insects took ate all his body. Also, his hoddy, bone was there, very little, all has gone. And that life was in that very,
inside the bone.
In the bone. And after that, Brahma came and sprinkled water and he became yom. So at that time, human used to be of lakhs and lakhs years their age. At that time, water was pure, air was pure, mind was so pure, they can come in trance. But in Treta Yuga, they used to do yajna, fire sacrifices. In Dwapar Yuga, they could not do all these things. Then worshipping God by tantra. Tantra means by archan, by doing this, making so much big temples. At that time, Jagannath temple was done, Tremendam temple was done, in Badrikashram was done, like this. And this is their worship. In Kali Yuga, the Muslim came, so many will come and they will destroy all these things. So Kali Yuga, what dharma? Only Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So Krishna came to protect from Kansa, Jarasandha, Dantabakra, Durjodhan. They were all demons. And they were forgetting. And they were always drinking, doing all nonsense that world now is going to do and they are doing. And they think that, oh, we are very intelligent. These are these minds. We will control whole. But they were smashed by Krishna. And what? This religion of Atma-dharma. Atma-dharma, Varnasham-dharma was established. But Krishna never comes only for this. Yuga-dharma can come and establish these things. Then why Krishna came? So, dharma sansthapan, what that dharma was? Not Varnasham dharma, not Yuga dharma, not Manvantara dharma, not Atma dharma, because so many has established before that. Ramchandra has established all these things. But why Krishna came? Then what he has told to Narada Rishi, and Narada Rishi has told to Vyasadeva. What? Janama dasya jataha. No? In first canto, first slok. Janama dasya jataha. Janama adi rasa. From where? Adi ras mane singar ras, braja ras came. To establish this very thing. This was only the job of Krishna. Nothing else. Other deeds? Who killed Kansa? Mahavishnu. Who killed, who fought the Mahabharata Yuddha? Mahavishnu. It was his duty. Krishna never left Vrindavan. Always making their devotees happy. Dwarkadhis Krishna and Mathura's Krishna can be worshipped by devotees. But Brajesh Krishna, only serving his devotees, not by served, always playing with Brajavasi males and females. sometimes bringing the shoes of his father, sometimes doing this and that, stealing butter, sometimes weeping like this, mother, don't beat me, I'm innocent and I'm taking oath that I will never do like this. You know the relations of Krishna and gopis, no? We think that Krishna is also more superior than gopis. Oh, it is right. But who Krishna called gopis to dance, or gopis came automatically and they danced with Krishna? Understand what my question? Krishna was unhappy. He was lacking something. Gopis never lacking anything. So they were very happy in their houses everywhere, chanting, remembering. But Krishna was feeling some lackness in him. He is ocean of rus. But ocean was there, rus was dried. So he wanted to take bath in ocean of rus. And that is why on full moon he played on flute, "Oh Radhe, Oh Lalite Vishakhe, you should come and save me." That is all gopi. Okay. In rus, it seems from outside that gopis are searching Krishna, where is Krishna, where? And they became mad. But the deep, if you will go, you will see that not that thing. What that thing? That Krishna is feeling so much separation, and he is sitting in Imlitala in Vrindavan. And he became, from black, yellow he became, oh, thinking what? Where is Radha? Where is Radha? Where is Radha? No? So always Krishna searching, decorating, following the footsteps of gopis. Sometimes giving his arms on the neck of gopis. Oh, save me. Why save me? Krishna wants love and affection. He does not want to hear the Ved and Stava and Stuti of Brahma and all others. He wants to hear that any gopi is chastising him. Very good. And again he will come. Gopis are chastising that why you have come to steal or makkhan. So Krishna is always serving gopis all. To vinodaya ki madbhakta vinodaya karomi vividhakriya. Krishna comes, descends, the supreme personality of Godhead. Only the reason is that he wants to satisfy, he wants to serve, he wants to make happy all his devotees of Brajavasi. So this was the main reason. And then after this, he began Srimad Bhagavatam. We will begin tomorrow. Gaur Premane. Kirtan. Oh, drama? So quickly. You should begin and they should make a place for our drama. Wood told. And quickly Ganges came. And if anyone touched in Ganges water, he goes to Vaikuntha, and especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched the boy, the supreme personality of Godhead. Where he will be? Not in this. At once, quickly, he will sprinkle his mercy to become a very pure devotee anywhere, or at once go to Vrindavan, Braja. He will have love and affection for Krishna. So, this boy is very fortunate to become a son of. Always taking the remains of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. Also the nephew, daughter one? Narayani. taking remnants of Mahaprabhu, and he gave birth of
Vrindavan Das Thakur.
So all the members of the
Sivas
Pandit became or were the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should try to be like that. Son is dead, but no problem, no lamentation. And if they were doing, but Sivas was so a strong devotee. She was so poor. Nothing to eat in evening or in morning, but he ate with four brothers and family, everyone. Whole night doing kirtan by karta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. His daughters, his wife, his children, even the dogs of my Bharat Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercy he will have. Oh, Ganga Maya, you should come. Very beautiful Ganga.
I'm not going to be able to do that.